We are middle of Hilchas Shabbos, in the middle of Simen Shin Lamed, the halachas of a yeledus, a woman who gave birth on Shabbos. Sif Dalet, Daf Kof Ayin Aleph Amen Aleph. Kol Shlesh Yom Rishayin. All the first 3 days after birth, Afila Amar Einet Tzricha, when she's postpartum, even if she says she doesn't need, Mechan Lass HaShabbos, still we desecrate Shabbos for her needs. Mishlesh Vat Sheva, from day 3 till day 7, Amar Einet Tzricha, if she says she doesn't need, in Mechan we don't desecrate the Shabbos. Mechan Ba'ilch, from that point onwards, Afila Amar Tzricha, even if she says I need, in Mechan Lass, we don't desecrate it. Rather, up until day 30, she's kachilish imesakana, like a sick person who there's no danger to their life. Says the Mishpura Sivkat Nyud for all the shleish yam, the first 3 days. Now, we don't consider this 24-hour periods as in days, because like it's written in Siman Tov Shidzan Lekabi Yom Kippurim. Therefore, it might lead to Yom Revi. She gave birth on a Wednesday, koyin minish moshes, right before sunset. So Wednesday is day 1, even though it's just a few moments. Considered as day number 1, and then you have Thursday, Friday. So Shabbos L'chal Shabbos, you now desecrate Shabbos, even though it's within 3 24-hour days. Im lo yamar tzricha, unless, like we said, unless she says, I need, can't cause a magram, that's a magram writes. Vayim b'sim t'fri shir tzayin, shemagam g'magram magram ma'ot sham, the Vilna Gaon is very, repetitive and finicky about this over there, because when he writes, "I'm loshna rush." Beperik merub b'mashma. And wearing the rush, it sounds like Shosef Kim b'pshitz that he holds like this very simply. The Kavanah is a Gemara who meis l'ace. Actually, it is the days are not actual calendrical days, but 24-hour days. V'loyudak l'turitzal dibri abakos, and it's not just coming to answer the words of the Bahag. He actually holds like this. V'chei muchach. That's what sounds like. It's obvious. Kedibri agra behed mitzvah z'rush klal chobav simen gimel. Shosef Kim b'pshitz like he holds like that very simply. And shemuk over there. V'chei mashma dibri ritva beperik ribali as the demila. Fine, Belly Rabbi, you call something the Mendibri Isavahetim, the words of the Isavahetim, Gamke Mash, also sounds like to be in Shlashim Shlim, you have to have 3 complete days. Mind, that is Mace Lays. 24-hour periods, times 3. Achach Matsasi was 7 days, so much in Chubis Bezer Prime, she Gamke Kosov get the Britain, he also wrote like our words. Nimslafisa comes according to this, the Bainlin, Melechas, and the Shabbos, whether regarding Numalacha, Shabbos, or Bainlin, Yom Kippur, whether regarding eating in Yom Kippur, I'd give him Mace Lays until 3 times 24-hour periods, Cheshvin Lalam Zakens, we consider in danger of a life. Mutan's permitted a fellow Amr Tzrichani, even if she doesn't say any. Megimel Adzayin Meis Leis, and 3 till 7 24-hour days, Kesham Tzrichani is when she says, I do need. Near it seemed, okay, the Linyam Kippur, Megarni, Kippur, Mabadi, Yeshla Tzad, Lahakal, definitely this is what to be inclined to be lenient, this is something in the Pasha, it's a danger to the person's life to fast. Mephilin and Shabbos, Nim Megarni, Shabbos, Gamkin, also, Im Lin, Nizdam, Lo, Oz, Abed, Gulun, Lassal, Yodi, there's no non Jew to do the Melacha through him, Shoy, the Israel would be permitted through a Jew. Siv Kotin Yadav. So he said all the 3 days, Hori Shainim, the first ones, Migma Leida, said the Lech Mishnah from the end of the birth. Vayim Bi'a Lach, and the Maskal called Shleisha, where he discusses this. Siv Kotin Yud Beis. So Afilo Amro in the Tzrichinim, she says that she doesn't need, and but Vehim Dvarim Shechaber Seh Amritz, but there are things that her friends, they say, Shadebezo Isin L'chaya, that these are things you do for women give birth, V'chol Chayit Tzrich L'kach, and every woman postpartum needs them. And Ve'inkan Reifa Mi'eledz Chacham Alitis, and there's no doctor or midwife that's there to see if she needs it or not. Which Shartin Ois Ches says, even though the Mogen Ram writes, Im Chaversel Armish Tzrich Lekach, if a friend say that she needs this, so look in the El Rabbi that he writes from the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't sound like this, and also it's very close to say that even Mogen Ram would agree in such a situation, because if not, it'll be a little bit, the words of Mogen Ram contradictory to some of his words. So if it's things that her friends say that she needs, Sivkon Yud Gimel, so Mechalin, we desecrate the Shabbos for her. Given the Chalal Yod L'Tzrich L'Kach, since all birthing women need this, even though we don't know regarding this, maybe she could wait till the evening. Out of doubt, we desecrate the Shabbos. We don't listen to her. Maybe she's just overwhelmed that she's disgusted with all foods. Or just temporarily, she doesn't really realize what's going on, says Ramban. And therefore, we Mechal Shabbos to her. The wording in the Rashi is Al Yeledes. If a woman gave birth, took shleisha within 3 days postpartum, sheichels meichel b'nei adam, that she eats the food of people. She says she'ina tzricha shivash labur b'shabbos, that she doesn't need that they should cook for her for Shabbos. Veishav responds to kumusikenes onu chayshrin la Yeledes. We consider a woman gave birth in danger of a life. Nishabadem is parkim mirasekes, because during birth her organs or limbs get dislodged and crushed from the birth, but she just temporarily doesn't really realize this. If she can eat cold stuff or other things, that someone in danger of life does not eat them, can bring her to a situation of danger. Therefore, if she doesn't have things that strengthen and are foods of healthy people, we desecrate the Shabbos for Akan Lashon, up until here are his words. But if there's a midwife or a doctor, can they say also she does not need shemalim? And then we listen to them because there are many women that give birth that you don't make hot food for them every single day. Because Magram writes that currently the custom is that the women gave birth that they eat hot food of the previous day on Shabbos. I can't understand up until his words. So therefore, it would be forbidden. However, it would seem that everything depends on the patient. Simkotin, your dad. And Mishlei Shabbat Shiva from day 3 postpartum to day 7, if she says she doesn't need you, not Machal. I mean, it's Sikha, she says she doesn't need, fine. If she's in Mecheskes, again, because she's not presumed to be in danger. Leisan Varm, for those things, for the things that her friends generally do for her, those malachas. She can wait. We rely on her when she says she doesn't need. This all when she explicitly says a bastama, but presumably unspecifically, we actually do desecrate the Shabbos because still there is a concern about danger. Now, however, if a doctor or midwife says she does need it, treat the mechalan. Obviously, we desecrate the Shabbos. Even if the woman says she does not need it. But if our other friends say she needs it, then we don't listen to them to refute the woman who gave birth. But the Sharatzin Eisidav says that's how Magen Avraham and other Chaim write. That's as obvious from Rashi's Pirush and other places that they write that within 3 days we're talking about when our friend says she needs it, and therefore by this it's not effective even regarding this. However, according to what's brought in the Simchah of Chesed Yud at the end, this halacha would not be so clear. Says Mishra further, says without Eidu should also know the Machaya Mer Tzricha. If the woman gave birth, said she needs, I feel a mayor from Imre and Zuchim, 100 doctors say she doesn't need, Shoy Melo, we actually listen to her. Because, like the Pasuk said, the Libi de Moris Navshoy, the heart knows is the bitterness of its own soul. Commission is Barra, like explained, Sim Tupri Shut Ches, and she knows she needs food. Sim Kun Tez Vav, and Mekama Elech Bahulu, after day 7 and onwards, up until day 30, she's like a Chalish Emesakon. Because since we know Shein Lochel Yachish doesn't have any other illness, Vafi Ener Emerskin, she also doesn't say that. Which Shartzina Shid Gimel says, now, if a professional doctor says that she contracted a new illness, then, you know, you could say definitely you're doing Mechal, says the Prima Gadol. But up until we know otherwise, says Mishbruh HaKol B'kiyim, everyone is well versed, the Mishum Leida, that because of birth, in La Sakana L'chamim, that there's no danger for her, that she needs hot, warm food, L'shorchat Tzarcha Yeledes, and the other needs of a woman postpartum. U'pshit Yichel HaMdarev, says Ramban is Chedushim, it's obvious that she can wait till the evening. So she has a locha kachelish ein bechula like kachelish ein mesakana. Shayim levi gelul ma'is. So the Gemara says, yeah, you could do amir l'akam, but yid cannot do it. Sefei hayishev is al mashber. If a woman sitting on the birthing stool, may send she dies in childbirth. Lo yelenu. Mavin sakam Shabbos. Bring a knife on Shabbos. Afal derech rishos ram through the street. The korban bitten and they tear open her belly. Metzi navala and they take out the baby, the fetus. Shani yimatzei chay because he might be found to be still alive. This that we don't have the custom to do this currently, even during weekday. We're not so well versed to recognize regarding the death of the mother so close. That it's still possible that the baby should still be alive, says the Isser Beheter. Shbrua Sifkat in Yedzayin says, we spoke about if the mother dies in childbirth, you bring a knife, Sifkat in Yedzayin, even through the street. Because the Balei Avos Sakam, without bringing the knife in your boots, that's not a chiddush. The like a chiddush Shabbos Kala, then there's no desecration of Shabbos at all. But kriyas bet mesa, which tearing open the belly of the dead woman, the mechatech bas ma'amu, that's just cutting just a piece of flesh, like cutting meat by food. The Balei Kabishum Chabura and says the Gemara, so therefore there's not like any wound because the woman's dead. Sivkat Yilchaz. And the reason why you do this is Shem Yimatzei Chai, because maybe the fetus can be found alive. Vashmei, what we're letting you know is a philosophic bekoch nefesh, that even the doubt of this keeping alive this soul, Shlohoi Adai Mecheskis Chai Lohoi, which never even had a presumption of being alive ever, unlike a regular person, we have a chazaka, here he didn't have a presumption of Allah, even so, Deicha Shabbos, says the Gemara, that override Shabbos. So according to your test, the Ramah said, this that the custom is not to do it even during the weekday currently, is Meshem De'en Mechulu, because we're not keen to recognize regarding the death of the mother so close. Maybe she just fainted, and we're going to cut her open. You miss her, we're going to kill her. Then if we have to wait, and once we're waiting, then the ready the fetus is going to die also. So Magen Ram, and if we don't do it even during the weekday. In Divrei Maschil, Koshle Shiyamim. So we said the first 3 days, even if she says she doesn't need the Mechal Shabbos. Now, when we count these 3 days, the Lacha Mishnah writes in the second parak, that from the Gemara it sounds like l'chayr that from the opening of the uterus we consider 3 days. However, the Lashon Rambam l'chayr Gimel sounds like that from the time of the birth we consider 3 days, and that's how he writes that. Sounds like that. If not, then when you have 2 days, let's say when she's flowing blood, what would the halacha be? Look at the halacha Mishnah, very lengthy. How in Pirshas Mishnah's Rambam you see explicitly that from the opening of the uterus we count, and his words are emes chil mechil Shabbos. We don't start with chil Shabbos achatesh al mashba until she sits on the birthing stool and the blood starts to flow, and from that time till the completion of 3 days mechal. So it says the Belochel Anis Daiti, says Muhammad understanding that the Pirshas Rambam is like this: a woman gave birth from when the blood starts to flow until she gives birth through mechal, and so too after the birth were also mechal, and all these chilulim extend up until 3 days, and therefore his words match up in the halacha with what he explains in his Pirsh. According to this, you're right. If the birthing process itself was 1 day, we're not mechal only 2 days after that, and even so, if it extends close to 3 days and she doesn't give birth, that's not included in that. Because the truth is, that's the, what the Kabbalah and the Gemara means on the lady, on the birth. Ka'urcha d'rubit nashi, like the way most women are, but when she's makasha, when she finds a hard childbirth, she becomes a chayla in the other limbs of her body. And that's known that all the shirim that are said in the Gemara were only when there's no other illness besides that being giving birth, like the Rishonim, right? Because if not, then it wouldn't apply all the shirim on the Maisa. It says, B'alecha tzirachin mechaze, requires further analysis. Now, the Dirja 23 brings a Maisa, and this girl's a rule that since it's suffering the fash, it's logical that it's possibly lenient to consider the 3 days from the moment that was finished the action of the woman giving birth, that is when the amniotic sac comes out. Shlomo Zalman holds that by regular birth, where the amniotic sac comes out a little bit after the birth, we count the 3 days from the birth and not from when the amniotic sac comes out. However, by birth that there was some delay in the amniotic sac coming out, it's possible to be lenient that up until that comes out, the whole birthing process has not finished yet. Some of the dishes. Dish number 16. Later on, Tufri Shur Zayin, the Mishmur writes the name of the Shur Yaakov, that someone's leaned by Suffolk Nefasha is to consider the 7 days Me'es Le'es, he has not lost out. He adds on Chalzin over there, that's what's written explicitly in the Sefer Eshkol. If a woman miscarries Chas Shalom her fetus, the Halacha writes in Tufri Shur Zayin that the Halacha is like Yiladis, regarding the Halacha of fasting Yom Kippurim within 3 or 7 days. This girl explains his words that it doesn't mean only when she miscarries after 40 days of pregnancy. However, if it's within 40 days, even the Mechal Shabbos, however, does not have the halachas of 3 and 7 days regarding that. So too, if a woman gives birth through cesarean, this girl holds that she's considered as a yeledis regarding the halachas of 3 and 7, because they affect the changes in her body, just like a regular woman giving birth. And he adds on that since they cut her open, it's possible that even after 3 days she has a halacha like Mesekenis, and you have to look into this regarding her body, how it is. Dishu number 18, the Kabbalah writes that this that the Sharatin brings, that if a Reva Mubcha says that she has a new illness, you say you're Mechal, that's talking about that the new illness has an element of Sakana. This is 19, the Mishnah says that you can tell a non-Jew to do a Malacha for a Chalashim B'Sakana, which a woman after the day 7 is, the Heter writes, B'Shem Azaman is not only, it's only when she says I need, but Stam, it would seem that we're not Mechal Shabbos even through a non-Jew. This is 21, regarding other pregnant women, when there's a need to do malacha for the fetus, for example, let's say to do surgery, to cut open the mother to save the fetus, B'Shem Zabin holds that even though the mother's not obligated to put herself in a situation of sakana, of suffix sakana, to save others, and for sure to save the fetus, however, when she agrees for the sustaining of the, to go through the surgery, she's allowed to be go through surgery even on Shabbos. The same thing is, when there's a concern that maybe the fetus is going to get harmed, B'Shem Zabin holds, permitted for the mother to take on Shabbos medication or vitamins to prevent the damage from the fetus. Dish number 22. So he said, in today's times, we don't, because if we're going to cut her open, we might, the mother that might be killing her now, actually. And if we have to wait, and then in that interim, the fetus is going to die anyway. Now, even though establishing the life of the pregnant woman depends on our breath, and that we do, we are well versed in today's times. Chibur Six Mitzvah writes, in our times we begin only regarding checking for an extended period, that in such amount of time we could establish that there's no breath, even though that there's no consecutive checking without any loss of attention. If in this time the baby already died, and to save the baby we have to establish the death of the mother in a very small amount of time, so that would require very good inspection without any interruption to conclusively say that the breath has stopped, and that was what the stringent of these generation not to rely on this bedika. Now, in today's times, that there are instruments that could establish the time of death exact, and also to establish definitively that the vitality of the fetus, Shiva Libri writes in the name of Rebbe Zalman Meltzer, that to be neglected like the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, to cut open the belly to save the fetus. And Shiva Libri adds on that this is all only when we establish the death of the mother through a Talmud Chacham, that's Bakan Halacha, and he knows the simonim of Gesisa, of the throes of death. However, not to rely on this in practice.